Old House, Warm Memories by Kathy Wuerity. Dusting off the collection of photos that grace our family room wall, I lingered over the watercolor painting I had done of the old house, a gift to Bill, before that house was torn down to make room for the new one. It seems like decades ago that we occupied that small, two-bedroom, gray-sided home. Memories continued to flow freely as I stared at the home that Bill and I had lived in for over 23 years, and also the place where our two daughters grew up. In the painting, the house is depicted in all its summertime glory. Lush pink, red, white, and purple flowers overflowed in the flower beds that, by August, resembled tall, colorful bushes in all their flowering finery. The proof was there, right on the wall. When we bought the house, we fell in love with its cozy, lived-in charm. What we learned was that old-fashioned charm translated into lots of repairs. That old house was far from perfect, but the memories invoked are priceless. I'm particularly remembering back to when the girls were young. It was raining one Saturday afternoon, and they wanted to play on their swing set. Bill went to the garage and returned with four huge round eye hooks and his trusty power drill. He went to work drilling the heavy-duty bolts into the frame of the kitchen doorways. Then he went back outside to retrieve the swings. A few seconds later, the girls were happily swinging from the kitchen doorways, laughing and squealing with delight over their rainy day adventure. Another time, Bill came home with an oversized plastic slide. I foolishly asked him where he thought he was going to put it, as our house was way too small to accommodate such a big toy. He gave me a look like I was the loony one and told me it would fit just fine in the front room. When it was discovered that the slide wasn't slick enough, Bill had a solution. Some baby powder sprinkled on the surface. It was smooth sliding all the way. Afterwards, my clever hubby vacuumed up the powder on the rug, and the front room was none the worse for wear. I guess the reason for flashing back to these memories is the fact that we are now grandparents. This new turning point in our lives has definitely brought out the kid in us. Oh, and I'm also looking at the familiar hooks in the doorframe. We have a double doorway that divides the family room and my home office. Bill sized it up one day and decided it would be a great spot to hang a swing for our granddaughters. At first, I balked at the idea. I resisted. But then I remembered the fun the swinging sisters had, and I relented. The bolts were screwed in, and a pink baby swing gets hooked up whenever our little angel Avery wants to go for a ride. Our new house is a perfect home compared to the one we lived in for so many years. It is big, beautiful, and can handle any ideas that my dear hubby can concoct. Last Christmas, the girls had another painting done, this one of the new house. It is hung right next to the old one, and in between them is a silver heart that says, "Home is where you hang your heart. It doesn't matter if your house is big or small, fancy or plain. It takes love, laughter, and joy to make a house a home." I'm looking forward to the years ahead with my grandkids, those here and those yet to be born. I hope our house will be a home they'll have fond memories of, whether they'll be sliding, swinging, or dancing their way into the future.